All right. Okay, welcome back. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and we are in our second hour of this show, and this show is all about Jesus. It's all about the blood of Jesus. We've got some great music. Contemporary Christian music is what we use, and Betty and Megan are part of our radio team. They're up in Indiana, mother-daughter team there. And Nan, who is one of our radio team members, happens to be in the studio today. And God gives her poems, which she pronounces it poems. So we just all go with that, don't we, Betty? And we just do it the way Nan does it, poems. And during our first hour, she was sitting in there typing away, and I texted her and asked her if she had something to share with our audience, and she does. So go ahead, Nan. Whoa, just a minute. Which mic are you on? Hang on. Is that you?
Is that me?
That's you.
I'm in? Okay.
Okay.
It's called Cover Your Mind with the Blood of Jesus. Cover your mind with the blood of Jesus. That is a powerful concept. Just believe me. When you apply that in a spiritual way, so many new things you will see. You will become more powerful as your mind is set free of things. Worry, fear, doubt, uncertainty, freedom to you I will bring. This may be a new concept for you, but trust me, try it. You'll see. You will become stronger, my child, while of stuff you will be set free. So go ahead, plead the blood of Jesus on the situations that are in your life. You will be delivered from bondages and be set free from so much strife.
Oh, and people, thank you, Nan. People, God just gives her these poems as we're going through a show. And she just happened to have some extra time today and came into the studio, even though she's not one of the radio team members on today. Megan, you want to comment on that poem?
I will comment on that poem. That was beautiful because it's words of truth.
Amen.
It's that simple. It's almost like God, through that poem, was trying to tell people, go ahead, try it. I want you to use it.
Yes.
I want you to see how it works.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on. Thank you, Nan. That is beautiful. If you want a copy of that, just send me an email, pastor@bohmglobal.com, and say, hey, I want that poem that Nan wrote. Pastor@bohmglobal.com. We'll be happy to get it to you. And so if you are just now joining us, this is a two-hour show every Sunday. We just recently, in the last 3 weeks, joined the Starcom Media Network, which is many radio stations across the United States with over 400 affiliates in several countries also. And so welcome to all of you. This the Living the Good Life show also airs a week after. This show will be next Sunday morning on Starcom Media. And so if you say, I'd like to hear that again, tune in next Sunday morning. It's 6 a.m. Central Time, which is 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you go to our website, you'll be able to find the information on how to access that Starcom Media. I'll give it to you right now just while we're talking, just so you'll have it. It's KKRP 1610@yahoo.com. We'll take you directly into their network. It's an easy way to get in there. So it's kind of a backdoor way to get in there to it, so you can hear the shows. And Betty, we really encourage people to go back and listen to the shows again that we have had, don't we?
Yes, because you know what? If you are busy or you can't get the internet up or you can't get TuneIn Radio to work, it's a golden opportunity. If you can't sleep, click on it and listen to one of them, and I'm sure they're going to bless you. The Holy Spirit is so good and so loving, and he's given us that opportunity to put them on a media site so that you can have access to them, you know, 24/7.
Amen. So we encourage you to go listen. All right, listen to this song. Again, another one that's really going to bless you. By the group Mercy Me, Word of God Speak. Jesus is the Word, so listen carefully to this song.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay. God speak. I'm finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet hear your voice. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay. At a loss for words, and the funny thing is,
praise God,
it's okay.
Word of God, speak to us. Dear God, that is the cry of our hearts this day. Word of God, the word we're teaching right now, speak to our hearts right now. Lord, we ask that you would just cause each of us that hear this message to rise up and want more of God than we have ever had before. Lord, let us seek your word. Let us open your Bible and let it come alive to us. And let us realize that Jesus is the word. And we ask you, Jesus, to speak to us in the remainder of this show in such a mighty way. In Jesus' name, this we pray. Amen and amen. We're in Exodus chapter 12. We are just talking about the Passover lamb, and Jesus, the Passover lamb, was taught symbolically hundreds of years, thousands of years actually, about 3,000 years before Jesus came to this earth. These events happened in the book of Exodus. And God told Moses to have the children of Israel prepare a lamb and to kill it right at twilight, which is symbolic because Jesus, the Passover lamb, was killed exactly. He died. He willingly gave up his spirit at exactly the right moment, the same moment, 3 p.m. twilight on the day of Passover. And that the children of Israel were to eat this meat and it was to be roasted. Now, one of the reasons, and I think this is so cool, that God said it had to be roasted before you eat it, is because the Egyptians loved to eat raw flesh in honor of their false god, Osiris. And I think I pronounced that wrong. Osiris. I think that's how you pronounce it. Okay. And they would kill something, but they would eat it raw. And that's what they did. And so it was a pagan thing. And God said, oh, no, 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 we're not doing that. We're going to cook it. You're going to roast it. And what's also symbolic here is that God so often represents himself with fire. In Exodus chapter 3, how did he first appear to Moses? In a burning bush. A bush that did not ever go out. It just kept burning and burning and burning. What does God do in our lives? He burns out the junk in our lives, okay? So the lamb had to be roasted over fire. Okay. And then there, the bread had to be cooked without yeast. It could not raise, because leaven is symbolic of sin in our lives. So this Passover meal had to be eaten with unleavened bread, no yeast in it, so it would rise. And also, that was a preparation for the children of Israel, because they had to get out of town quick. When God said, it's time to move everybody out, then they all had to leave, and they had to leave quickly. They couldn't wait around for the bread to rise. And so that's kind of cool, too. And God was talking about the importance of the blood. And when you go down to verse 12 of Exodus 12, he said, I will go through the land of Egypt on this night and strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, whether human or animal, bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am God. Here's what he was bringing judgment on. Does everybody catch that I just said? On the gods of Egypt. All the false gods. You know that when God gave the Ten Commandments, the first one was what? That we should serve the Lord, and it would we recognize that he is God. You know, that number one, that's him. Not any of these other false gods. So this 10th plague really emphasizes that there is only one true God. All the other gods could not stop. All the false gods in Egypt could not stop this Passover, this death angel coming through. Couldn't happen. Jesus says, God says to us in verse 13, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No disaster will touch you when I strike the land of Egypt. And they also were to have bitter herbs. And bitter herbs were symbolic of the bitter years that they were in slavery. That's what that was all about. So, and in verse 14 of Exodus 12, all of this will be a memorial day for you. You will celebrate it down through the generations forever, always, always. And we celebrate that when we take communion. That's what it's all about. When you partake, which we did Friday night in our Friday night gathering that we have every Friday night in Clearwater, the ministry does. And we celebrated this, we taught this, and we celebrated communion together and remembered the blood of Jesus that was poured out for us, and the body of Jesus that was broken for us. Whoa, pretty good stuff there, right, Betty? And then Megan, I'll get your comments on this. Interesting. Oh,
yeah, it's, I have to sit and listen very intently. As I get older, my brain just doesn't seem to comprehend much anymore.
Oh.
But this is an eye-opener to me. It shows the brokenness.
Yes, yes.
That Christ went through for us.
Amen.
It shows, you know, through the leavened bread that, you know, the bitterness that the Israelites were in, the bondage that they were under. The gods that we hold so dear in our lives today need to be forsaken and put aside.
Amen.
So that we can put God first.
Amen.
Because we shall have no, you know, we should not have any other gods before him.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
It's a tough one to swallow for some people. But I think once the Holy Spirit gets a hold of us, he can turn that bitterness, that sin, into a sweet taste that we don't ever lose a longing for. And I'm not saying like sugar or candy, but it's the bitterness that we face with sin is so much greater once we found Christ, because it does, that sin leaves a bitter taste in your life.
Yeah, and you just don't want to do it.
You don't want to do it anymore. Anger, resentment, jealousy, all of that stuff that can leave a bitter taste in your mouth, I don't want any part of it anymore, because I left it at the foot of the cross. And I think I said today, I sent out a message to some of the people that I know, that God led me back to the cross again.
Amen.
It's not the first time this has happened in the last few weeks, but he led me back to the cross again, and he's leading me back to this again.
Amen.
During the radio show.
Yes.
Is what the correlation between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Yeah.
Of the bondage that people are in now.
Right.
And how they can be set free.
Amen.
By the just excuse excuse me, by the blood of Jesus.
Amen. And, you know, you referred a minute ago, so I just turned over there to Exodus 20, where God gives Moses the Ten Commandments a few weeks later. And God says in the first one, and you just referred to it, Betty, he said, I am God, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. So this is a few weeks later. They've come out of the land of Egypt, out of a life of slavery, no other gods, only me, no carved gods. And then he goes on and on. And so in the story that we're talking about here in Exodus 11, 12, and all this, God was putting a difference between God Almighty and false gods. The false gods could not deliver the Egyptians from all those plagues. They couldn't stop them from happening. They were happening because God Almighty, the one true God, was making them happen for his purpose. And when we realize that God is stronger, bigger than anything else, anything that we can put before God, like some pleasure, some whatever, something in your life that binds you up, whatever it might be, when we realize that he is that powerful, there's a new contemporary Christian song, and I think you probably heard it, Megan. I'm sure you have, Betty, because you guys are on top of all of it. And it says, living on the inside, Jesus, Jesus, like a roaring lion. You know that song?
Yes, God is not dead.
Yeah, I can't remember who it is, but, you know, Jesus, Jesus.
Yeah, that's God's not dead.
God's is that not God's dead. Not dead? That's it. That's what it is. Living in the on
new
the inside.
Voice.
And my daughter-in-law sent me a couple days ago a little video of my little four-year-old grandson, Mason, in the back seat with his, all up in his winter coat. You know, it's cold in Indiana. And here he is back there singing, living in the inside, roaring like a lion, Jesus, Jesus. It's the cutest thing. And you know what? If we can get that down on the inside of us, it's a celebration. God is not dead. He is still working in our lives. Megan, talk to me about this, or I'll start preaching right here.
Oh, you preach on.
Preach it, sister.
You know,
all right.
Excuse me. Just hearing this story about the Israelites and the Egyptians.
Yeah.
Makes me think of today's world.
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell you what, I would rather be an Israelite than to be an Egyptian.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
the Israelites were protected.
Right.
The Egyptians were doing evil.
Right.
And, you know, you can look at that in today's society. There's still a division today in this world. And I hope that this story opens some people's eyes, because the wrath of God still exists, and it's coming one day. And we need to all be of the protected, of the,
amen,
like the Israelites were. We,
amen,
all need to be protected under his wing by,
yes,
the blood.
Yes.
And I just hope that this show is people that are, they hear it, that they will acknowledge that even today in the 20th century, that this still applies, because even back then, there were false idols.
They, exactly,
still exist today. The Ten Commandments still play in today's society.
Oh, absolutely.
Just, amen.
This story is just amazing, the knowledge that we learn when we look back at something that happened so long ago.
Oh, and we realize that God is so purposeful. I've said that two or three times in this show, but I'm going to keep saying it till everybody gets it. He is intentional. This was in the plan from the very beginning, before there was a beginning. Of course, the word says he has no beginning and no end. So my mind, I can't even comprehend that concept. But clear back, this was God's whole plan, to bring Jesus to this earth at exactly the right time. And one of the things I love about the purposefulness of Jesus is found in Exodus chapter 12, verse 40. And the Israelites, it says here, I love this, had lived in Egypt 430 years. Now, I'm big about numbers in the word, and they're very significant. Four is always worldwide evangelism. Okay, everybody's going to know about it. Well, do we all know about this story? Pretty much. There's been a lot of movies made about it, right? Just recently, another one. The Ten Commandments, when I was about, I don't know, 10, I don't know what, how old I was and saw the Ten Commandments, it just absolutely made this come alive to me. So does most of the world know about all this? Yeah. So worldwide evangelism, 30 is the number for anointing and coming into full maturity. Okay? Anointing means the living in the presence of God. So the Israelites lived in Egypt 430 years, not 431, not 426, not, you know, not any other number, but 430. Okay? At the end of the 430 years, to the very day. That's what my Bible says. Betty, Megan, does your Bible say that? To the very day. God's entire army left Egypt. God kept watch all night, watching over the Israelites as he brought them out of Egypt, because God kept watch. All Israel for all generations will honor God by keeping watch this night, a watch night. And that's part of the Passover meal, that watch night celebration, watching. But to me, this is so amazing how purposeful, how planned, down to the minute minute, the exact day. Come on. Whoa. Betty, comment on that. We got to get to a song here. So give us a comment on that, and then we'll go to a song.
Well, I think it's so prevalent today that I love to follow the Jewish holidays and what they mean, the
right.
Passover,
yeah,
because they are so strict when it comes to this. And I think the one thing that really stands out to me is the unleavened bread sin,
right.
That they will not eat that, or it should not be found in their house.
Right.
And without the leaven of malice and sincerity, without the leaven of hypocrisy, I mean, it goes on and on and on.
All the sin,
and
yeah.
It's this show is just opening my eyes to so much about the Egyptians and the Israelites, and even what the Jewish nation is facing today.
With that said, let's go to this song, and then we're going to talk about it more on the other side with Betty and Megan. The Word, of course, because that's what we're talking about today, by Sarah Groves.
I've done every devotional, been every place emotional. Tried to hear a new word from God, and I think it's very odd. And while I attempt to help myself, my Bible sits upon the shelf. With every promise I could ever need. And the Word was, and the Word is, and the Word will be. And the Word was, and the Word is, and the Word will be. People are getting fit for truth like they're buying a new tailored suit. Does it fit across the shoulders? Will it fade when it gets older? Throw ideas that aren't in style in the Salvation Army pile and search for something more to meet our needs. The Word was, and the Word is, and the Word will be. The Word was, and the Word is, and the Word will be. And the Word was, and the Word is, and the Word will be. Covered like seek ye first, what a verse. We are pressed but not crushed, perplexed but don't despair. We are persecuted but not abandoned. We are no longer slaves, we are daughters and sons. And when we are weak, we are very strong.
And the Word was, and the Word.
And the word is Jesus. Oh, my. Nan's got another poem in the studio. I'm in the control room engineering, and I can see through the glass. She's waving at me. So, Nan, what do you have? And then we'll get back to Betty and Megan. Whoa, hang on. Doing three things at once. Didn't have your mic on.
That's okay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, there's three words. Could read, study, and wait. And there's three words through this.
Okay.
The title is Read, Study, and Wait. My word is my love letter to you. Read it, study it, then wait upon me. I will lead you in what you're to learn, and of its understanding you will greater see. When a special person gives you something because they love you so very much, it brings you happiness to know they care, and your heart is very touched. You're special to me, my precious one. That's why I've given my word to you. It lets you know of how great my love is, and it also is a roadmap of what you're to do. My word brings life to your weariness and love to your heart that may feel down. Pick up my word, read, study, wait, and many new concepts will be found.
Wow. That is just wonderful. I don't know what that phone ringing in the background is. Betty and Megan, are you both still on?
I'm here.
Okay.
I don't think Mom is.
I don't know. Something's happened there to her. Maybe she'll call back in.
Hello. No one is available.
Okay, I don't know what any of that was, because we didn't call anybody.
You dialed her back. That's odd.
Ah, that's strange. Okay, we're sorry, listening audience. We don't know what that is. Oh, Nan, that was a great poem. That was fantastic. Good. Megan, talk to us about all this, about the word being Jesus and alive in us and all of this, how it plays together.
Well, it's just like we always say, that no matter when you open the Bible, or where you open it to, there's always a rhema word that's
yes.
going to come out at you.
Yes.
And that is so true, because even today, just talking about this story, it to me ministers to me, because, you know, talking about wearing the badge of honor
yeah.
and wearing it proudly, it's so true. And it's so true that even today that the Bible still holds truth. I mean, how
Amen.
Will we just relate this story to our daily lives now.
Yes.
It's just showing you over the airwaves that the Word of God is still alive.
Amen.
And it just, we need to learn how to dive into it and how to dissect it, how to study it to feed ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's, God was saying that in this word that just came through Nan too, don't you think? This poem.
Absolutely.
Because God is saying, hey, you know, wow, read it, study it, live it. You know, Betty, are you back on?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here.
We lost you for a while there. I don't know what happened, but okay. You there now?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Megan, can we hear you?
I'm here.
Okay, good. All right. So just the word coming alive in us on a daily basis. That's what we want our audience to realize, that Jesus is the Word. And I want to run back to John chapter 1 in the New Testament, and then I'll get both your comments on this. In John 1:1, John, who was the closest person to Jesus on this earth, they were buddy buddies, John, James and John. John says this, the Word was first. The Word present to God, God present to the Word. The Word was God. Okay? Your Bible is God. It's God-inspired. In readiness for God from day one, everything was created through Him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without Him. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The light life blazed out of the darkness, and the darkness couldn't put it out. Woo! Talk to us, Betty. Wow. The darkness cannot stop Jesus. It cannot stop this word working in us.
Oh, no, because Jesus is the light.
Amen.
And it is so prominent today in our lives, in our prayer lives, that encircle us, is that the light surrounds us.
Uh-huh.
Even in the darkest situations
right.
that we're in, Jesus's light shines through.
Amen.
And that old saying, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
Most of the time, you know, we're in a valley during that time, that God's shadow, his, that El Shaddai shadows us.
Amen.
He covers us, even in the darkness, even where we can't feel that he's there.
Right.
But his word lives in us, and it comes out as light.
Yes.
As a brilliant reflection of who God is himself.
Right.
And it made that, it's so apparent in today's world how much darkness is here.
Right.
How much evil. I mean, everywhere you turn, there's something dark is going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, in mm-hmm. our area or around the world. But God's light is still shining.
Amen.
That beacon, that lighthouse, that,
right.
that high tower is still there, guiding us, leading us through his word.
And the darkness cannot overshadow the
no,
light.
No,
and
no.
when you go back to Exodus 11 and see that ninth plague was darkness that came upon the land, and it was so all-consuming, it says, that nobody could see anything. I'm in Exodus, actually it's Exodus 10, verse 22. When Moses stretched out his hand to the skies, thick darkness descended on the land of Egypt for 3 days, which is symbolic of the darkness. Jesus went into the grave for 3 days. Nobody could see anybody. I love that. Nobody could see anybody. For 3 days, no one could so much as move, except for the Israelites. They had light wherever they were living. Don't you love that?
I love it.
Do you like that? Megan, talk to me about that. That's just too cool.
You know, he blinded us. He really did.
Yeah.
He blinded the evil.
Right.
And then shone light upon the chosen ones,
oh,
the Israelites.
Amen.
And I tell you what, that would be so creepy to have darkness so bad that you couldn't even see your hand in front of your
oh,
face.
Oh, no. I can't even
but
imagine that.
No, me either. It would be literally like being blinded. And I'll tell you what, you know, that would get your attention. It's like, who is that? And it's like, it's the I Am. It's the only one. It's the only God that there is. It's the truth speaker.
Right.
And he was getting their attention. But, you know, as we see through the story, it took 10 different things to finally get their attention to let the Israelites go.
Oh, yeah. Pharaoh's still stubborn. Even after that plague, the darkness, besides all the gnats and the locusts and the flies and the frogs and everything else that happened, the blood, all those different plagues. And in verse 24 of Exodus 10, Pharaoh called in Moses, and he said, go and worship God. Leave your flocks and herds behind, but go ahead and take your children. Well, he knew that, number one, he knew that they wanted to go and sacrifice to God, so they needed their flocks and herds. Also, they needed them to live, you know, for milk, for, you know, meat, for all the things. And so he's saying, finally, he says, well, after the darkness, all right, you can take everything but your flocks and herds. Really? I mean, the devil tries his best to take things from us, take our goods, take our abundance, take our finances, take our health. The devil is constantly trying to take all that from us. And the devil will even sometimes say, oh, yeah, okay, you can worship God, but you know, I'm taking this, because the devil's a liar and he steals from us, Betty, all the time. And we got to be very heads up on this now.
Well, that's where we have to be so keen in our thinking, in what we do,
yeah,
what we say,
right?
It becomes a matter of the devil wants to keep us in bondage,
right?
He wants to he's taken territory,
right?
He's taken things from us that
yes.
we should never have let him have,
right?
But we are in this area, and with Beacon of Hope, that this is territory taking time, people. That we've had, now I'm sure that there are other Christians listening to this. I want to take back what, and even you want to talk about preaching, I'll preach here right now, is that he tries to take things away from us.
Right.
But he thinks he's sneaky, and he
and he's tricky enough that he can get it out of our grasp, and we won't even realize it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a discernment that the
right.
Holy Spirit
yes.
gives you
yes.
to say, whoa, stop. I'm not taking it. That's why the blood was shed
Amen.
On the cross at Calvary.
Yes.
That's why the Israelites were able to be let out of bondage.
Right.
Because of God said, no, no more. That's
right.
it. There
right.
is no more. And he took it upon himself through the blood over the doorpost.
Amen.
That he said, I'll pass over you.
Yes. Praise
that's
God.
That's what God is going to do for us. Today, yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Amen.
Is that we have that available to us, Pastor.
Oh, yeah.
And Megan and a man there in the studio. We have availability
right.
to take back the territory that the devil has stolen from us.
Amen.
Stand, proclaim it, and bring it back because it's ours. It's God's. God's first. If we give him our first, he will bring it back. Shaken together and running over.
Amen. And you know, you don't even know this. I mean, I know you both know I'm writing my fourth book right now, Strength for the Fight. And the subtitle of that is Basic Training for Battle. Okay. But I've written 8 chapters and I'm halfway through the first page of chapter 9. And the title of that chapter, Betty, is Territory Taking Time. And that's what chapter 9 in the new book is all about. And that's what we've got to be doing. Megan, talk to us before we get to this next song. We've got to take back this territory that the devil tries to take from us.
Amen.
Our peace,
right.
our joy, all that, you know?
Amen. That's right. If you're tired of living in bondage, if you're tired of living under condemnation, if you're tired of having to, you know, relive somebody dredging up your sins, come over into the all across the line.
Amen.
And take back the territory Woo! Of the Lord.
Amen.
And you know, this is not a joke. This is real life. This is real life stuff here, people. Is we don't have to live like that. We can live in the light. We can
Amen.
Be blessed. And we are, you know, we are going to have trials and tribulations. But when we're on the other side of the line,
yes.
we're covered by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
We're covered by the Lamb.
Woo.
And we learn how to deal with those situations instead of failing. We're going to thrive on the other side.
Woo! Amen. As Amen. We learn to take this territory because of the blood of Jesus. This song is a Casting Crown song, one of my favorite groups. And this song is one of my favorite. The Word is alive. And let's hear some amens for that.
Amen.
Woo! Amen.
His throne, the Father of light and of men, chose to make himself known and show us the way back to him, speaking wisdom and truth into the hearts of peasants and kings. He began to unveil the word that would change course of all things with eyes wide open, all would see the Word is alive and it cuts like a sword through the darkness with a message of life to the hopeless and afraid, breathing life into all who believe. Even still, and as the rain falls from heaven, feeds the earth before it returns, Lord, let serve with eyes wide open. Let I see. The word is alive, and it cuts like a sword through the darkness, with a message of life to the hopeless and the afraid, breathing life into all who
praise God. The word is alive. It cuts through the darkness with a message of hope to the hopeless, breathing life to all who will believe. Nan's got a poem, and then we'll get back to Betty and Megan right after that.
It's entitled, Your Word is Coming Alive in Me. Your word is coming alive in me. I'm beginning to feel so different today. I've learned so much from this radio show. I will plead Jesus' blood when I pray. Your word is coming alive in me. I'm starting to feel like things will be fine. Your word is showing me so much, and that of its promises can be mine. Your word is coming alive in me. I claim the promises that are made to me. They can be mine. I claim them right now, so that of my doubt I will be free. Your word is coming alive to me. I feel so much freedom and love from you. Thanks for loving me so very much. I know that you care and that you are true.
Oh, wow. That's great, Nan. I love how the Holy Spirit just speaks to you in poems. Oh, Betty, you want to comment on that? That's beautiful. You can get a copy of that by just emailing me, pastor@bohmglobal.com, and I'll get you that. Go ahead, Betty.
Well, I think that, thank you, Nan, for being obedient. Because a lot of times when we think we hear from the Lord, we're afraid what people might think.
Mm-hmm.
And Nan has never been afraid.
No, she's not.
To write her poem, it took me many years to say this, poem.
Yeah.
She's not afraid. She's not afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
No, amen. And
her poems are poignant and very to the point. Because,
say all that three times real fast.
Yeah, I can't even.
I thought you said pregnant, but you said poignant.
No.
Okay.
Her poems could be pregnant because
right.
It brings life. You know what?
Amen.
Her poems bring life.
Amen.
And because it, she crosses over into obedience. Into
amen.
Think of just being who God wants her to be, and that's what he's calling us to be. It's just be ourselves.
Yes.
Don't be afraid of what people are going to say about you.
Amen.
Just because you wear that badge or you wear that,
yes,
that cross on your back,
yeah,
or wherever you wear that, don't be afraid, because
amen,
he is with us. And it's just amazing to me the many ways that God uses us to get his word out, to get his point across. And I thank you, Nan, that you have ears to hear what the Lord is saying.
Amen. Woo! Megan, talk.
Well, you know, that song, it is just, it's truth. Because,
yes,
as I've said, the stories that we go through on the radio show, it comes alive.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. it still rings true today. And we need to get into the word and let it bring us alive.
Amen.
Because, you know, I know that people that have gone through things, and you know that their spirit might need some uplifting, and I'll tell you what, the word will do just that.
Amen.
It will bring life to you. It will renew you. It will give you strength. And it's just, you know, take a chance. Open the Bible and just start reading it.
Yes.
And you'll be shocked at what it does.
Amen. Woo. Nan, did you have a comment there that you wanted to say a minute ago? Must not. Yes?
I just wanted to tell Betty, thank you. I
yeah.
appreciate your kind words. You're such a pillar, Betty, and I'm going to cry. You're such a pillar in our church, and we're glad that you're with us, Betty.
Yeah.
And
Megan, too.
Megan too. They're both are just such powerhouses. Yeah. I love to bump into them on Facebook. And you know, Pastor, I know that you don't actively get on Facebook, but I do. And they're there, and they're encouraging people,
yes,
and
praise
they're lifting
God.
People up, and they're yes. positive things. And just we're just very grateful to have both of you in our church.
Amen.
And I just want to say thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Nan. Woo, Megan, talk to us.
Well, you know, I think I probably repeat this all the time, but I just want people to realize how awesome the Lord truly is.
Oh, amen.
How awesome it is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You know, I've always been a Christian since I can remember, but you know, as you walk through your life and you've been through trials and you come out with testimonies, it just continues to strengthen who you are, and it strengthens your character, because the Lord and the Holy Spirit is alive in you when you give your life to the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I can't stress it enough how important it is to have a relationship with
yes.
your Creator.
Yes.
Because it can, you know, if you let Him get a hold of you, He will remold you and make you into a new person, and He'll make you someone that you never thought that you could possibly be.
Oh, amen. Amen. And with that said, Betty, I'm going to ask that you repeat after me, and we're going to pray the sinner's prayer. And what that is, if you are new to this audience, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you are not sure that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, then you need to pray this prayer. I'll pray it first. Betty will repeat. So speak it along with Betty wherever you are, in your car, in your house, wherever you might be, listening on your little smartphone, wherever you might be. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and realize your need for Him, do it right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now.
And we ask you in Jesus' name.
We ask you in Jesus' name.
To forgive any sin that I have ever committed.
To forgive any sin that I have committed.
Knowingly or unknowingly.
Knowingly or unknowingly.
I realize my need for a Savior.
I realize my need for a Savior.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Oh, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That He died on the cross for my sins and sicknesses.
That He died on the cross for my sins and my sicknesses.
That He is the risen Lord.
That He is the risen Lord.
And that I can invite you, Jesus, to come and live on the inside of me.
Oh, and I can invite you, Jesus, to come and live on the inside of me.
And I do that right now by faith.
And I do that right now. By faith.
I believe you are my Lord and my Savior as of this moment.
I believe that you are my Lord and my Savior as of this moment.
And that all that I've said or done is forgiven right now.
And all that I've ever said or done is forgiven now.
So I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
I'm your child and you're my Father God.
I'm your child and you're my Father God.
And you, Jesus, live in my heart. Right now.
And you, Jesus, live in my heart right now.
Amen and amen. Woo.
Amen.
If you prayed that prayer with us and you want more information about what that really means in your life, you can email me. I'm giving out that email address one more time, pastor@bohmglobal.com. And we'll be happy to have one of our staff send you information and, you know, dialogue with you and help you. And pastor@bohmglobal.com. Megan, the importance of this. Talk to us.
Oh, there's so much importance about giving your life to the Lord, because it's like the Holy Spirit is saying, reach out and take your healing. And
Amen.
That can mean a multifaceted of things. It can be physical, emotional, or spiritual healing. Is that
Amen.
The Lord wants to heal you.
Amen.
And I hope that you prayed the sinner's prayer, because He wants His children into His kingdom. He
Amen.
Wants all of us. He doesn't want the devil keeping you where you're at right now, which is down in the trenches. He wants
right.
you out here stepping over the line of freedom.
Right.
Because with God, there is freedom.
And Isaiah 54:14 says, the one in chains will soon be set free and will not die in the dungeon, nor will his bread be lacking. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. We've had all these songs today to talk about Jesus being the Word, his Word, the Bible coming alive. And Jesus wants to set you free. Whatever, if you have a physical or emotional issue that is really binding you up, you just ask Jesus to heal you right now. We agree with you for your healing in the name of Jesus. Betty, you want to comment on that?
He is our Redeemer. He is the living Word. He is everything. He
Amen.
Is our everything.
Amen.
There is nothing. There is nothing that he can't handle. There's nothing that he can't, and there's no one that he can't touch.
Right.
Give him a chance.
Give
him a chance to show you how much he loves you.
Amen.
How much he cares for you, that he's never left you, he's never forsaken you, that he has been there all the time.
Amen.
That even if you can just, even if you can't pray, just mention the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus brings peace and comfort to those that need him.
Absolutely.
It's so amazing what those letters, that word means, and how much power is in that name.
Amen.
There's power in the blood.
Amen.
Jesus.
Absolutely.
I can go on and on and on, but I think that you kind of understand where I'm coming from,
right?
People, is that Jesus is the answer.
He is. He is the answer. Praise God. And we invite you to get in your Bible. That's the Word, the Lord, the living Word. Get in your Bible. We encourage you, if you're new to this, or maybe you're not new to it, but you're just coming back to God, get in the book of John in the New Testament. That's a great place to start. Another great book to start with is the book of Psalms, and start reading in there. And a lot of those Psalms are written by David, and they will inspire you and help you and give you courage and give you strength. And it'll really help you realize that God cares about every detail of your lives. And that's one thing we've been saying through this whole show. God is he's detail oriented, let me tell you, because he planned, you know, thousands of years. I mean, he planned way back. And then when the children of Israel were in their need for deliverance, he set them free with a specific plan on how to do it. Megan, do you want to comment on any of this?
That is so true, and he is so diligent, because
Amen.
He will continue to try to get your attention.
Yes.
He's not gonna give up on you.
No,
he
never does.
He's tapping you on the shoulder, because that's how he is. And you know, don't ignore him anymore, because he's not gonna go away. You have a purpose in the heavenlies. You have a purpose in the spiritual world.
Right.
You have a purpose in heaven. And I challenge people to want to dig and find out what that is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're so glad you've joined us today. And we said earlier, we are now part of the Starcom Media Network. And you can hear these shows on that network, or maybe that's what you are doing right now. And that is great. And that's KKRP1610 at yahoo.com. We'll access their network, and you can listen to these shows. This Living the Good Life show will be repeated next Sunday morning on that network at 6 a.m. Central Time, which is 7 a.m. Did I say p.m.? I meant a.m. 6 a.m. next Sunday morning, Central Time, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. And you can hear this same show again. We will have them at the end of the month up on our bohmglobal.com website. And go there. And also go there on the front page down at the bottom. You'll see a tab for donations. And that will open to a page where you can use PayPal. And you can plant your finances, your tithes, your offerings. If you don't have a church where you plant your tithes, this is a ministry that absolutely would appreciate your dollars towards this radio outreach with both of our shows, the Sunday afternoon and the Thursday night shows, to get the Word of God out. The Thursday night show, Go Yard, at 6 p.m. on this Tampa time, is a life coaching show. This week's going to be pretty cool, guys. It's how to fight fair. Huh. Should be interesting, right?
Interesting.
How to fight fair. How to fight fair. Final word here, Megan, and then Betty, and then we'll wrap up here. We'll get into the end.
Well, I just pray that whoever hears the show today, that they that it blesses their socks off.
Amen.
Like it has mine, just to be able to get on here and hear what the Holy Spirit wants to go out across the airwaves.
Amen.
Because He is in total control. And when you do give Him total control, you know, even situations that you don't think will flow like butter. Because that's the Holy Spirit. He's amazing. Ooh.
He is. All right. And Betty, a final word.
Well, if you will allow me, I always have my Jesus call.
That's fine. We love that. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, it says today that I am above all things. Your problems, your pain, and the swirling events in this ever-changing world. When you behold my face, you rise above circumstances and rest with me in heavenly realm. This is the way of peace, living in the light of my presence. I guarantee that you will always have problems in this life, but they must not become your focus. When you feel yourself sinking in the sea of circumstances, say, Jesus, help me, and I will draw you back to me. If you have to say that thousands of times daily, don't be discouraged. I know your weaknesses, and I meet you in that very place.
Wow. It's wonderful. Love it. Excellent. That is a little devotional. You can find them everywhere. Walmart, everywhere. Christian bookstores. Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. And we really encourage you to get one of those. Also today, we encourage you to get a book that I used to carry in my bookstore when I owned one many years ago in Indiana, Prayers That Avail Much by Jermaine Copeland. Prayer number 29 is Pleading the Blood of Jesus. So get a copy of that, and that will just bless you. Prayers Avail Much. It'll teach you how to pray the Word. The Word will speak. As you read it, it'll speak through you and change your circumstances. Prayers That Avail Much by Jermaine Copeland. All right, dear audience, last thing. If you're in our Tampa Bay area on Friday nights, we welcome you to our Friday gathering. And that meets at 6:30. Actually, prayer meeting starts at 6. So we welcome you on Friday nights. We are currently meeting at the Ramada Inn on at 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater. Very nice facility. We have our own entrance, nice patio, everything. It's very nice. 6:30, 6 o'clock for prayer meeting, Friday nights. Bring your Bible, and we just study the Word. It's interactive, and it's a great way to learn and to have a group of people to fellowship with. That's every Friday night, Friday gathering at the Ramada Inn, Beacon of Hope. And that is taught by me and also my associate pastor, Pastor Jim. And if you can get a chance, listen this Thursday night to Go Yard. And that is on this radio station at 6 o'clock Tampa time. We actually come on at 6:06. And that is tantalk1340.com. You can listen live 6 o'clock Eastern time every Thursday for 1 hour. Go Yard. It's a life coaching show. We want you to catch that. I think it'll really be a blessing. Betty and Megan, thank you so much. Nan, thank you so much. What a joy to be able to share with all of you. And guess what? It's not far to Jesus. There is no distance to the love of God. He's always there. Amen. And we are so glad you joined us today. This has been Pastor Marcia sharing the Word with you. Join us again next Sunday, Tampa time, 3 o'clock every Sunday afternoon, Eastern Standard Time, 3 to 5, tantalk1340.com. All right, God bless you. Have a great week. There's no need for you. It's not far.